people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
What up?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Yay.
Since Charlene don't want to do mine, I got to start doing her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But as you guys can tell, the set might have... Fun. You want to say it?
The set looks different
and
today.
No breathing into the mic. These ones catch it really good.
The set looks different today.
Yes, because we just wanted to have a little casual one. So we put down our expensive ones and we got our expensive mics and we got our little handheld ones. So the audio still sounds pretty good with these ones. So, but it picks up a lot more breathing sounds and like the hand sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's okay. In other news, have you also heard about the lady who threw her baby in the trash can?
Oh no, talk about it. You're the one that, Charlene was a chismosa. She saw the video, literally.
You know, he takes like two Duolingo things and he already knows how he thinks what I am.
She's a chismosa because we were at my grandma's house just talking with her and stuff. And she sees this video on Facebook of this lady here in New Mexico throwing her baby in the trash. And then like people finding it later. Charlene will go more into depth about it. And not even like 30 minutes later, she's calling all kinds of people saying, did you see that video about the lady throwing the kids in the trash?
I called one person. I called my mom. That was it.
To me, it sounded like you're going crazy being a chismosa.
It's crazy. Like, who throws their baby in the trash can?
Explain it. Explain the whole story.
So, this lady pulls up behind a dumpster. I don't know.
In Hobbs,
New Mexico. Hobbs, New Mexico.
If you're from New Mexico.
Yeah, Hobbs. And so, she throws, like just, like, random things. She just, like, tosses it into the trash. And then, like, later on in the day, later on that night, actually, these people were driving by. And they go into the dumpster because...
They said that they're a dumpster... Divers.
Yeah, dumpster divers. And they found the baby. Thank gosh the baby was alive.
It was like 5 hours later, right? That's
yeah.
What it said. That's crazy.
And the baby was alive still.
And the way, if you guys watch the video, maybe I'll find it and I could play it in the background while we're talking. The way that she just like tosses the baby, she's like just pulls up to the dumpster, gets down, tosses mm-hmm. it, and just heads out. Not even like a second thought. Not
yeah.
Even, doesn't even take a look at the baby or anything. She just leaves.
Actually, they found the mom.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to charge her with attempted murder.
How'd they find her? Was her license plate on camera?
Well, you know, if she's doing stuff like this, probably took the baby's DNA and then, like, ran it. And yeah, they're like, oh.
That's pretty much all you have to do, bitch. Is look up the DNA and everybody that of your relation comes up.
Yeah, I was telling Jaden about this, like, story I had heard, like, a while back where this happened, like, the early 2000s or, like, the late 90s where a girl, she had a baby in like a 7-Eleven or something. She had a baby thrown in the trash. The baby died. They tried to find the mom, tried to get like DNA, anything, see if anything would pop up, and they never found the mom until like very recently, like the 2018 maybe. Mm-hmm. Where the reason they found her because she did a 23andMe because all the DNA popped up.
Like, yeah, with that, your whole parents and everything comes back up. That's crazy.
So that's how they found her.
I want to do one of those one day. I keep telling Charlene, and we've been talking about it for years, that I want to do one of those to find out, like, what my ethnicity is.
Me too.
Because, like,
I don't know what I am.
I know I'm probably Hispanic. That's what I put down for everything. But, like, I want to know, like, exactly what my thing is. Like, what percentage I am, where I come from, like, where my ancestors came from.
Yeah, especially, like, me and you, because we don't really have...
Yeah, like, my whole life, nobody in my family has told me really what they were or what I am.
Yeah, me either. I ask questions. I'm like, oh, so where are you from? And my mom's like, oh, we're Hispanic. I'm like, where are our ancestors from? And like, I don't have a biological. I have a biological father, but.
Me too. I know nothing about his history or anything. And I don't even bother to ask my mom's family.
Yeah, like, I'm nosy. I like to know where I am.
We should do it one day. We should do it and see what it comes out and then talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, just like, I don't have the opportunity to ask my biological father. I'm not like to sit down and be like, oh, hey, like, I don't think he even knows because like my older sister would be like, yeah, this is what she used to say. She's like, yeah, we're Italian. I'm like, shut the hell up, Felicia. We are not Italian.
No. Maybe. I don't know. You never know. What if we're like, what if you are part Italian or I'm somehow like part German or something like that? That's what you don't know.
I think the only thing that looks Italian is my nose.
I don't know. I didn't know that stereotype.
I have the big nose.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. But yeah, we need to do one day because we need to find out. I know everybody keeps saying they're like, well, I see a bunch of people say they're like, don't do it because that's how they save your DNA. And then when the human race is gone, that's how they're going to bring you back as a clone. But I'm pretty sure like now, like, you're dead.
This isn't no freaking Terminator 3, bitch.
Exactly. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. So I might as well find out where I am or what my clone will be right now.
I mean, they're already cloning people. They clone horses.
They're cloning horses. That's what I was going to say.
Like the racing horses?
Yeah.
They clone them.
They're like, oh, why, instead of just like trying to breed it with itself, why don't you just get the DNA and clone it so that there's a bunch of that versions of the horse so it keeps that winning horse. You have it forever.
It's basically just grab the DNA. They don't. It's not like the movies where they like make a whole new you.
Like, I don't know. The way I thought about it is they put the DNA into like another, kind of like how they do it with babies, like where you want to have a kid.
Yeah.
They put it in like a surrogate kind of horse and then that person
that makes sense.
Gives birth to it.
Yeah. That's how they do it.
I kind of thought about it too when you're like, it's not like they make you. I thought they like
get like they DNA. Build it, 3D print you.
That's what I literally thought it was.
No.
But that's probably how they do it, is they put it in another like a female horse and they give birth to that kind of thing. That's crazy. But when we first, I think it was maybe even before we first started dating, I want to talk about this. I'm not sure when I first showed Charlene, but I found out about it like when I was in middle school. And there's this thing called Reddit 5050.
Okay.
And I saw it at first and online. I wasn't watching YouTube back then or anything, but I saw it online somewhere. And so I was like, all right, I didn't even know what Reddit was back then. I got online and I'm like, all right, let's search up Reddit. To me, Reddit sounded like a scary website, like those sketchy like websites, like a porn website. It sounded like that. So I was like, all right, we'll type in Reddit 5050 and the link came up. And what Reddit 5050 is, it's sort of like a game on Reddit. If you guys want to play, you can look it up. But beware of the stuff that's on there because it can either be one good thing or one bad thing. And the title says, but when you click
it took you
that long to figure out
like,
what I was saying.
I'm like, is it like the scary maze game?
I've shown you. It took you that long to figure out what I was saying.
It's not scary.
It's scary to like a person that's not expected to see that kind of stuff.
It's gory. Yeah. What should we say? It's gore.
So, what the title will say, oh, a puppy playing with a duck or something. And then it'll be like, or
like red ants all over.
Yeah. Or man gets head blown off in war or something like that.
Yeah. And, but the pictures are like,
they are, if you can stomach it.
I didn't think it was that bad.
But me and you, we're good with that kind of stuff. Like most people, I feel like they would get like, really scared.
I mean, I get triggered
and
from some stuff.
We can't put pictures like that on YouTube because we'll get taken down. But if you want to play the game,
and besides, I wouldn't want to show people that. Like, if they want to see it, they should go see it themselves.
Yeah, just type it in, and you guys could play.
Yeah, but most of them are good pictures. If they say like they're not like man gets head blown off. No, they're nothing like that.
Yes, it is.
Not that I remember.
The one I only showed you a little bit.
It was like a crocodile with a leg and like an eaten arm, and it's like a crocodile, but you can't really see the arm, so it's just eating.
There is some that are get pretty brutal, but I wanted to ask you like, what do you think? Was it the first time that you saw that? The time I showed you, because I showed you when we first started dating.
I don't remember.
Then, like, I feel like it was just briefly because I feel like we both thought it was. We just started dating, so I didn't want to, like, make you all weirded out by looking at that stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't remember when we first started dating. I just remembered it now that we
played it. What'd you think about it? Do you think it's, like, as scary as it is?
I know.
Because I played the game a lot more than what I showed you. So the ones I showed you, I had already seen.
Yeah.
But then after I showed you, I started playing a little bit more. And they start getting pretty scary and stuff.
Do they? Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones I saw, they weren't that bad. Like I said, it's like a crocodile. Like, it wasn't nothing so out there.
I think the one you're talking about, it was a crocodile. Or it was like the leftover pieces of a body after a crocodile accident. And remember, it had like the arm laid out and the head. Yeah. Like,
there was no head. There was butt.
Not the head. Like, arm, legs. And like, I'm not going to say everything, but it was like that. The body parts. But when I was younger, I couldn't stomach it. I remember I would click the video and I would like close my eyes. Sometimes there's video showing and sometimes it's just pictures. And I would close my eyes and I would peek and I would see it and I would turn it off right away. But like now I can actually like stomach it to see it.
Yeah. No,
it's crazy to see because it's like people or sometimes it's like animals like in like gory situations. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know if this is like bad to talk about, but it's like I just wanted to touch on the game because I'm pretty sure like it's not really like a pop. It's like a game. It's not many people know about it.
Yeah,
it's been around for years, long time.
I didn't even know it was a game.
Like back when I first saw it in middle school, it was like when they started having like the ISIS things and stuff like that. So they would start having a lot of those.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, because I'm like ISIS started like when I was in high school.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
But like I thought it was like my senior year of high school.
Mm-mm, they've been around for years.
I don't know.
Just like when they would start putting out those videos, the scary videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Of like what they would do to soldiers and stuff. Yeah, that's
oh my god, there's just like
they would put those on the internet.
That took me back to like this like funny like comedian. He wasn't a comedian at the time when he like worked at like at a hardware store. Mm. And like this was around the time like Umar Gaddafi? Umar Gaddafi.
Something like that. Umar Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He was like the guy before
Saddam Hussein, maybe?
Before Saddam Hussein. But before, what's the one Obama killed?
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, yes. But he was one of the guys. And they were calling again because like at the time they're getting like a bunch of threats. And he talks about like he was working at the paint department and he would love calling like the hardware part. And he'd be like, I used to love messing with this guy. So one day he calls and he's like telling him, he's like, this is Umar Gaddafi or whatever the heck his name is. Sorry, I can't pronounce his name.
Oh, the comedian. Are you talking about Jeff Dunham?
It's not Jeff Dunham. It's a different guy.
He's done things like that too.
It's a whole different guy. This guy, the way he worded it, it was so funny. But he calls it and he's like, yeah, this is Umar Gaddafi. And I want to send 7 missiles to your department, the hardware department, because you are messing up the... God, I can move it the way I want. You are messing up the paint department.
Yeah.
And so he's like, he like fooled him because he didn't think much of it. He's like, he probably knows it's a prank, whatever. Goes back. It takes like a little 15-minute break. When he comes back, no one's in the store. And so he goes outside. The FBI's there. Like, come on, you gotta go, we gotta go. He's like, okay, like great, we gotta go. What's
and the
going
guy
on?
That was working in there was the one that called it in.
Yeah, the guy that was taking the 15-minute break. He's like, oh, we gotta go. And he was like, we just heard that Umar Gaddafi is gonna send 7 missiles to blow up this department store.
Just this random store.
this random store. And he's like, no, like, that was me. He was like, I said long live paint. Like, yeah. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you really did this?
Did he go to jail for, like, terrorist threats or whatever?
No,
no. No,
he had to. Every time they were like, "Okay, we have to go show. We have to go. You have to go tell your story to like my deputy officer."
Yeah,
and then like you have to go tell this person. You have to, and like everybody just laughed. He got away with it.
Really?
And they're like, "No, they're like the one that should be arrested is this guy for not getting the fucking joke."
Yeah,
that's so funny. I have to find the clip to show you. It's so funny.
That's crazy. Right at 50-50. I don't know. That stuff's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. I don't know. It's like the scary maze game. I feel like scary maze games even scarier.
I don't know. It just depends on the person with that because like some people they can't look at stuff like that. Like they'll throw up or they'll get sick.
Depends on the person.
But like me and you, we're like fine with it to like a certain point. I'm pretty sure there's some.
There's stuff that even like a movie, I'll be like, oh, it triggers me.
Yeah, like some things out there where we can't watch it.
Yeah.
But for us, it's like pretty high. We can go pretty high. But I saw that you put down that you wanted to talk about Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Shout out to Carly and Aaron. They're always doing their show reviews. We're starting. I noticed we're starting to do that too.
I love shows, but Bad Girls Club is like my show. I started watching. I used to watch it like back in 2016, 2017, and then my favorite season is like season 17, and I was like watching it.
So far, that's the last season, right?
No, there's more. Just haven't came out yet.
Yeah,
there's more, but they haven't came out. They're on TV. They haven't came out like other things.
Yeah.
And so I was like telling Jane, I'm like, oh, like, I want to watch it. I want to watch it again. And so I found it on Peacock and I started watching the show and Jane like got really into it.
Well, when she would tell me I've always heard what Bad Girls Club, shout out to Jeff because he was on a couple episodes of it.
Yeah.
And I keep telling Charlene we need to watch those ones. But when she would tell me about Bad Girls Club, I didn't really know what the show was. Yeah. I thought it was just like kind of like a Jersey Shore kind of thing or like Temptation Island. Yeah. I thought it was something like that. But when we first started watching, I was like, this is pretty good. Because it's like, The whole show is just like girls getting into drama. That's all it is.
Getting into drama for like no damn reason. Exactly. At all.
Like finding the most pettiest bullshit to start a fight over, and yeah. they'll fight, and that's it. But go ahead, continue how it went. Oh, yeah, go ahead, continue.
So he's like getting into it, and he was like, "Oh my god, Keen Brienne." I'm like, "Wait," I was like, "He's like, he's such a bitch." I'm like, "Yeah, she is." Like, I can't stand Keen. I'm like, my favorite girls right now are Kiki Brienne, Kiki Sierra, and
we'll put Fred. Their pictures up.
Yeah, and so like I'm like I f with these girls because they were Kiara.
Ki is Kiara. Yeah,
Kiara.
And Kiki is Kiana.
I'm not even gonna bother to learn her name because fuck that bitch. She comes for me. But anyways, so she was like just starting to say Sayora for like no damn reason at all. And I'm like, how did this bitch not get kicked out sooner? I was like, I was telling Jay, I'm like, I know I've seen this, but I was like, there's a lot of stuff I forgot. And I was like, but just wait till Brianna gets here. And he's like, I'm waiting.
Yeah, because here in the show, in the beginning of the show, Ki and all her friends, they sort of are punking the other group because they kind of like separated themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like two different cliques, and Key's clique is punking the other clique, like Sayor's clique.
Yeah.
And they're just like fighting him. And there's more of these ones. So of course these ones are getting punked over.
Yeah.
So Charlene was like, just wait till Brianna comes because like then.
Brianna don't take no shit.
And it was true because when she came in, when Brianna wasn't there, she was like a total bitch to everybody. She was like acting like she was top dog and everything. But as soon as Brianna came in, she like humbled herself. She wouldn't yell. She wouldn't start fights. She was like, you could tell she was like timid to start fights.
Yeah, and if you know that one scary. Song that's on TikTok right now, it's like it's a really viral sound.
I don't know. We were watching it, and I don't know if I heard it, and I was like, that sounds familiar. Or you told me a little bit before it happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds familiar. Where it's like the TikTok sound where it's like, oh, you thought you're a stripper that thought you were going to get wife, psych.
Yeah.
And then Key's part where she, or no, Brianna's
she's
part.
She's like, that's fine. I'll be a stripper all day. I'll be a stripper any day because I'll make more money than you, bitch.
She's like, buy your life. Good night. They both have like their catchphrase, but that's where that TikTok sound comes from. We'll play it probably on the YouTube video. We can't really play it on the audio.
Yeah, but it's so, and I'm like, yeah, that's like, yeah, that's a sound. But anyways, Jane's been having his Bad Girls Club moment.
Because every time I see it, I always just want to start drama with Charlene. Just like does. How they're doing the show. So
I'll be peacefully asleep, and he starts, and he's like, what are you going to do now? I'm like,
because when we're watching the show, we're usually laying in bed, and I don't know where I'll just get up. I'll go to her side, and I'll start picking on her. I'll be like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm in my Bad Girls Club face.
He really is. So he's been like, you know, trying to have a little Ki in him, and little does he know I have a Brianna in me, so we're about to fight.
Yeah, but that show is good. We need to watch the new ones when they come out.
We need to watch the new ones. I know that Seven came out another one. I'm like, I can't believe you don't know them. I'm like, I've been following them on TikTok. I mean, on Instagram. How do you not see them on my Instagram? But that's like one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. We have to watch the other season. I just like, we haven't really watched so much TV. Or we've been watching like a lot of YouTube lately.
Yeah, we stopped watching YouTube for Wolfie again.
Yeah.
When I was editing the last podcast, all I could, like, every little, like, 5-10 minutes, it was Wolfie barking. So if you listen to last podcast, you would hear barking, and then it would cut. That's the whole part I had to cut.
No, but we've been watching, a lot of YouTube now, and recently, one of our favorite YouTubers broke up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Baby. We talk about them a lot.
In
past podcasts, we've mentioned them a lot before because, like, they were, like, well, they were such like a good like staple kind of relationship that we liked
like we started watching this since like the very before they had
before 100k maybe I think that maybe 70.
Yeah, we started watching like a long like, time
it,
ago.
It was like Christmas Eve one night or Thanksgiving.
It was like Thanksgiving 2016.
And we were just here at my mom's house, just like laying down in the living room, and we're like, oh, she's like did a day in the life with the baby, and he did a day in the life as a dad.
Yeah,
and that's like when we first started watching them.
As a teen mom and as a teen dad.
Yeah. And if you guys watch him, I'm pretty sure most people watch him. They're really popular.
Yeah.
But you know how they are. Like, they were like, they were so sweet and stuff.
If you watched them, they were, like, really good friends with the OK, what the hell? KK Baby J?
Yeah, they're a popular one, too. I don't watch those ones.
I don't know, but they were friends with them. I don't know if they're friends with them anymore.
Yeah. But tell them what happened.
They broke up.
Tell him why. Explain. I have you explain the whole story because you explain drama. You put passion into it. I don't give no emotion.
I was crying so hard. I felt like I was the one being broken up with. I was pissed. We
watched him for like four years, right? 2017 was when he
fought him. No, we fought him in 2016, I thought.
Really? Then yeah. 5 years we've been watching them. So, and they have like a bunch of kids. Like, we started watching when they had one kid and they have four now.
It was either 2016 or 2017.
I think it was 2017.
And maybe it was 2017.
Maybe the end of 2016. No, 2017.
Maybe. 2017. But, so we were watching it and she was like, yeah.
We were in the Taco Bell drive-thru watching it. No, that was the second video.
The first one we were here. And like, I'm like, oh my God, like, maybe they just broke up. And he's like, it's clickbait. Because
most couples, they're like, we broke up. When it's like, they're taking a break. One's going like on a trip and one's staying here. They're like, we broke up.
Yeah. So I clicked it and they're like, oh, so we finally did it. We finally broke up. I'm like, no way. And then I started crying. And they're like, Kira, this bitch.
The way she went at it was like.
She went at it such a wrong way. You can see the hurt in his face.
Like, if you watch the video, we'll put up a screenshot of it. And you could see how sad he looks in the video. Yeah. There's two videos.
And so, like, she was like, yeah, she's like, I need to be alone. She's like, I need to work on myself. And that's fine. You know, you need to work on yourself. Work on yourself. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But don't break people's hearts in the process of working on yourself. And the reason that I feel like she broke his heart is because she was like, oh, and then I tried to, like, talk to Oscar. She broke up with him the day after
Christmas.
The day after Christmas. But get this. 3 years ago, to the day after Christmas, we started following them maybe 2016.
Yeah, probably somewhere.
Because in 2018, he proposed to her. Mm-hmm. He proposed to her the day after Christmas. So 3 years to the freaking day that he proposed to her, she broke up with him.
Yeah.
So that's heartbreaking to me. And she was like, yeah, I was telling Oscar that she was like, oh, I was telling him to like how to get girls and stuff like, and how to hook up with girls. I'm like... That's wrong.
Yeah, she was making weird remarks about, like that too. She's like, oh, I've been trying to help Oscar figure out how to talk to girls and how to go about like how to hook up with girls, how to have like consensual sex and stuff like that. And the way she was acting in the video seemed like so like she didn't give a fuck. Like yeah. she was hurting. You could tell. And she was like, oh yeah, haha, like laughing about it.
Yeah.
And so.
And like, she got mad because he went to the strip club and spent $200.
Hold up. And so what we think is that she was telling him like to go have sex because in the video, she was like, oh, I just want to get this cleared up that none of us has cheated mm-hmm. or done any form of cheating. But he was like, oh yeah, you have. She's like, I wouldn't consider it cheating, but you did message people or something like that.
What she did is she comforted some guy because he was feeling sad or some shit like that.
Okay. Yeah, so in the second video, she comes to, like, protect herself from what people are saying. Because everybody was on Oscar's side. Because poor dude, like, you could tell he's going through shit. Yeah,
but me and Gina have been on Oscar's side for years.
Yeah, like, she's been... Throughout the years, she gives little low blows here and there.
He broke his back maybe 2019.
Yeah.
Right before the third baby was born. He broke his back and... Of course, he couldn't work out. This guy's very active. Yeah, he's like, very into active.
Fitness and stuff like that. That's what I was going to say. How, like, she makes low blows. Yeah. Why they would keep it in the videos, I don't know why.
Yeah, so he broke his back, and she's like, "Wow, you're getting fat." That's what she had to tell him. And she was, like, so messed up.
That wasn't the only time. Like, she would say it over and over, remember? Like, there would be that time, or there was a time where he started his fitness journey. Remember, he started it? And before that, like, she would tell him, and I feel like that's kind of, like, what he would use to motivate him and stuff.
Yeah, and, like... He just like, you know what? She's like the whole video, she's like putting blame on him. She's like, yeah, there's a lot of things that he wasn't there for me for.
Yeah, she's like,
and he admits it. He's like, you know what? I should have known that Kira was going through something. And he's like, and that's my fault. I should have helped her out. But and then again, I'm like, why would she even like, you need to talk to him about these things. You need to be like, Oscar, like, this is what's wrong. Like, why don't you see what's going on with me?
Yeah. And then I was telling Charlene after watching the video, I was like, all they really need, like, just from hearing what they're talking about is, like, why doesn't, instead of going to, like, couple therapy or marriage therapy, why don't they both go to, like, their own little thing? It doesn't even have to be, like, therapy. And both of them talk about whatever they need to talk about. And then that's all they need to do. Because the way they're staying is, like, they don't communicate. And they, like, they feel like they're all, like, suffocated by each other. Like, they don't know themselves other than their relationship.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, they did have kids very young. Mm-hmm. They have four kids, and they are a year older than I am.
Yeah.
So, could you imagine having four kids at my age.
Yeah, and we're not here to like bash him or anything.
No, not at all.
Like, it's just like,
but the way she's going about it, it's like really awful, because like you could see this guy's like really hurting. She's like, I just need to work on myself. But then I feel like the way she's been talking about like all this stuff, she wants to start like an OnlyFans. She wants to do this, and like
the stuff she's posting on social media now that they're broken up and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really off.
And I'm like, okay, well, like, if you want to start an OnlyFans, like, I'm pretty sure Oscar would support that. Mm-hmm.
Like, she's single and like she can post whatever she wants, but like. Like, straight after you guys broke up,
that's after seven. Like, they've been together for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And, like, I find it, she's like, I knew I didn't want to be with Oscar over a year ago. Well, then, bitch, why'd you wait till after your birthday? Why'd you wait till after Christmas? Why'd you wait till you were on vacation?
All I keep thinking about is us talking about it. Imagine, like, some way, somehow, they hear it, the podcast, and they're like, we want to talk about this podcast that was talking shit about us or something. Kira would do some shit like
that. She would. Hey, she has her own podcast.
Like, not saying that we're like
all popular. She has her own podcast, but all she talks about was like sex. That's her whole podcast is.
But not saying we're all popular where they'll see us, but like the internet's big. Like there's this tiny bit of chance that maybe somebody else
like watches them and listens to us. And yeah. Like, oh, well, so-and-so, we're talking shit about you.
Yeah. Who knows? That's just crazy.
But, I mean...
But we're not here to bash nobody, but we're speaking the truth of what we saw.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she should have been more considerate, especially on the internet. She should have been more considerate about Oscar's feelings on the internet.
That's why I say, like, why they would include those rude remarks she would say sometimes. Who knows why? Like, it's YouTube.
Yeah.
You could edit stuff out, the rude remarks. So whoever was editing, that's rude. Obviously, they know
The ASME edits Austin's rude remarks out all the damn time. Mm. You could do it too, honey.
Yes, it's not that hard to do. We do it on the... We don't say rude remarks to each other, but, no. Like... Cutting stuff isn't hard at all.
Yeah, I mean, they both have their faults. Like, Oscar should have known that she was going through hardships, but she has to be with somebody else, being that she's like, oh, Oscar, you should go hook up with another girl. After, like, they broke up the 26th of December. Mm-hmm. It's barely the second week of January, I mean. Why is she really trying to get him with somebody else? Like, that's effed up.
Mm-hmm. That's super crazy.
I would never. I've been with you for 6 years, and I don't even
watch. I know that's what we say when she was like, "We've been together 7 years, and you lose yourself in a relationship when you've been together that long." And we both looked at each other when they said that. We're like, "We've been together almost as long as them."
Yeah.
And look how happy we are. Like, look, we're like best friends.
Yeah.
But we still know each other outside of the relationship. We're not like that's
if
not
Jaden's
like
the only going thing through we focus something. On. If Jaden's going through something, I know immediately. Mm-hmm.
Like we know each other so well, but we're still our own people.
Yeah, we always say, like, if we are not happy with ourselves, like, how do we expect ourselves to be happy? Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on with them, you know?
Exactly.
If Kira's not happy with herself, how did she expect to be happy with Oscar? Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't like the way she was rude to him.
Yeah, the way she went about it isn't good.
No.
Like, she was trying to make it, like, the blame on him mostly. And you could just see it in his face that he was just kind of, like, taking it. He wasn't going to defend himself or anything.
Yeah, and he's always taking it. And she, like, in the second video, she was like, it was both of us, we both made mistakes, but you could tell she blames Oscar the most.
Yeah, but I just want to, I want to see Oscar glow up and start his own thing and blow up and make his own money and everything, so he has no connection to her.
Especially because he's, like, the face of the channel.
Other than the kids, obviously, but, like, financial-wise and career-wise,
this guy's very smart. He's very smart with money.
If you watch him in the videos, he's like, he's creative too. He's the one that does the most creative stuff in the videos.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure he'll be fine without him. I just hope he uses it as like a way to to step up.
So no hate, it's just I'm very upset because I feel like I was broken up with because it came out hard. Like,
we've grown with them on their channel and everything by watching his viewers. That's how it is for like most audience when they see their big YouTube or something happen to them.
Yeah.
But to get onto something else, you want to talk about the Stay Close show?
Ooh, Stay Close. You watched a new show? Yeah, Stay Close.
Okay, you want to explain it?
So have you watched, what the hell other show called, maybe?
Clickbait. We talked about it on the podcast when it first came out.
Yeah, so we watched Clickbait, and then Jaden was like, oh, let's watch this new show. It's called Stay Close. And we're like, oh, okay. So we put it on, and it goes into this whole whirlwind about this girl's like secret life.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, sorry, baby. She my horrible English accent. But she was like, these bad people are coming after you because of my secret life. I'm like, you were just a stripper. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It was just like this one, like, pimp kind of guy, one customer that got obsessed with her. And then, like, it all
But he died.
Yeah, well, he didn't die. Her lover at the moment killed him.
No.
The chick did. That was the spin-off at the end. We thought the lover was killing all these people. But at the end, it turned out it was her friend that was protecting her from... Protecting women. Yeah, she could tell that the guys were, like, doing, like, bad stuff to the women. So she would go and kill them as a way of taking care of the problem. That was, like, what she said.
Yeah, the show was, like, it was really all over the place. There was no big secret at the end.
It all kind of comes together at the end. Yeah. Like, the whole story kind of makes sense when it gets to the end.
Yeah, but... What really got me is that she was like, oh my God, I can't believe I hurt so many people by lying and stuff like that. I'm like, you were just a stripper.
Yeah.
It was not that bad.
Who knows?
I mean, you were like a drug addict. I mean, not a drug addict. You were a drug dealer. Yeah. That's way worse than a stripper.
That's crazy. But that's pretty much what the show was. That what we explained pretty much is the gist of it. But you have to watch it to know like the little details.
Yeah. So like people come like... Like, this whole, like, it's like a whole secret life, the whole secret identity that she's trying to hide.
Yeah.
And these people start coming after her because somebody else turns up missing, so they have to find the person who was, like, involved with it. And she's like, oh my God, it's all my fault. It's because I was a stripper. And I'm like, I'm just thinking to my head, I'm like, being a stripper isn't that bad. Like,
she said she loved it too.
I know. I'm like, ma'am, please own up to that shit. And
it's filmed. If you guys watch Clickbait, we mentioned it. We talked about it before. It's filmed the exact same kind of way. Like the storyline, the mysteriousness of it. It's all filmed kind of the same way.
Yeah, it just didn't have like that great impact. That
great ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to get on to our Reddit discussion because I picked some good ones out this week.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start out with one, but I'm going to save the good one. For last.
Okay.
Okay. This one says, am I the asshole for saying my friend should have realized that the consequences of stating she wants to be a bum after graduation? A group of us were talking about our career ambitions after we finished college and grad school. It was a mixed gender group. Pretty much all of us have ambition and want to do something with our lives. None of us are interested in being unemployed or wasting our education in general. Most of us plan to go into law, finance, or medicine. And I currently have internships in those fields. The only exception was one of my friends who said she wants to marry a rich guy, have kids, and then just be a bum and do nothing with herself for the rest of her life. It got pretty silent, and she's been treated differently since then. A lot of people are kind of disgusted by her. She's pretty much the only person I've met in college with no goals who doesn't want to do anything with herself. People have also been talking about how she essentially stole a spot at school from someone who would have used their education and who's worthy of it, which I'd agree with. She is complaining immensely that people are looking down on her. What I'm saying to her, how did you expect to go when you said you have no goals and hope to be unemployed? She dislikes it. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I think in like general terms, I think the friend group, I mean, she is going to get judged because... What I'm guessing by the way she's talking about it, I'm guessing they're at some prestigious kind of school, like a top kind
of school. They're at Harvard.
Maybe, because like the way she explains how everybody around her has internships and has goals to be in law, financing, which are like, and medicine, which are like the kind of top careers to go into. I'm guessing it's maybe like Stanford or Harvard or some of those like top division schools.
Yeah.
Which is true when she says that. She's kind of stole a spot from somebody else that would have used it, which in those schools, you don't just get accepted.
They're not just handed out.
There's like a spot. You have to like earn it by proving that you can get there.
Yeah.
So I think the friends are perfectly in the right to judge her and everybody else around her to judge her because if that's her goal in life, it is true. Like they could have been given to someone else that had goals to go into medicine or law or something like whatever degree they wanted to do in this, at least try.
Yeah, that's true. Hold on.
You guys might have heard Wolfie barking in the background.
I saw TikToks about like stuff like this. They're like, you look real stupid right now because you have to work and you're paying bills 50-50 and she's like, and I'm at home and my husband taking care of me.
But I see that all the time too. They're like, do you split rent with your significant other? Do you guys split meals or whatever? They're like, that's not your boyfriend, that's your roommate.
Yeah. I see that all the time. It's just
a teamwork.
I see that all the time. It's just like, the way I feel like her, I'm like, wow, you're going to get put on an allowance. You have to have a husband for money. I'd rather make my own money.
like, I think she has like this like kind of thought of how it's gonna be when she's older. But who knows? Like, she expects to marry a rich guy and stuff. But what if she never finds one?
Yeah,
and she stays waiting forever, and she wasted all these years trying. Yeah. When she could have done good in school, had goals, started her own career, made her own money, and she don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but then again, I'm like, maybe her mom's a stay-at-home mom.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know about that either.
But she then could there's be. A difference between being a stay-at-home mom and, like, because being a mom is a job in itself.
Yeah.
And just, like, being at home with no kids and your husband takes care of everything.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it is in the right for the people to judge her, because those people are there to succeed. That's what they're going to college for.
Yeah, if you're just going to, like, a community college, if you're going to a community college, I mean, that's different.
Yeah, like, that's what I say. Like, I think it's a prestigious kind of university, because in community college, I'm pretty sure no one would give a shit, because, yeah, like, nobody. It's community college.
But if your daddy's buying the spot into your college, please be there for a reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's going to get judged, and I think that's right, but maybe she'll change up how she is because people are judging her.
I just love how all the movies are like, what the hell is that? Booksmart or freaking, what's the other
one? It's Booksmart. Where everybody there is going to Harvard.
Everybody's going to Harvard or Google Yale.
Or Yale or Stanford and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, every single person there is going to like a top school.
Yeah, or even freaking On My Block.
On My Block too. They're all wearing their sweaters at the end. I'll put a picture. They're wearing their sweaters at the end and it's all like Stanford.
And like, let's be honest, UCLA. Here. On My Block, they're all from the hood.
Exactly. I mean, it's possible.
It's possible, but like a little school like this. For every kid to be going to Harvard.
If in real life, maybe one from a school.
Maybe one.
We'll go.
In our school, we had one kid. Well, we actually had two, but like one who got accepted. He's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to go. And the other one, he like left since like his sophomore year.
Yeah. But in little schools, usually like one maybe will go. But bigger schools, yeah.
There's more a than ton. One.
But
yeah.
Like On My Block is a little school. If you look at it, it's not like a big old, like the ones that a lot of students go to bigger universities, they're like already high schools that are already connected with like the universities. They're being taught, like there are all these clubs.
They're preparing them for that.
Exactly.
Stuff.
So it's kind of given. But but yeah, that's what I have to say about that thing. Okay, next one. This one's a question for both of us. Did your partner look better in photos/video than in real life or not? I'm worried that my girlfriend won't find me attractive in person because all my pictures I sent her is my best pictures and obviously have good angles. I just feel like I genuinely look worse in real life because the camera makes my face look way better and a bit different, I think. Even when I don't edit my pictures. So some reassurance could be useful.
I'd be dealing with that shit right now.
The reason I wanted to ask you this was, do you think when we first started dating, I looked better? Well, I mean, you saw me grow up, so you've seen me like change. When I first started dating, do you think I look different from my pictures and from real life?
Yeah.
And the same now?
Yeah. When we first started dating, you don't know how to take pictures.
I know. I'm gonna put up some pictures from my old Facebook.
He didn't know how to take pictures, so he definitely looked better in person. Just because he looked a little goofy and too young in his pictures.
Yeah, I don't. Now, do you think I look different in real life?
No, you look the same.
Like, is it to a point where like you think I'm like a total catfish?
No.
No, I think it's pretty hard for guys. Like, guys can still catfish, but like we can't like use makeup. I'm not saying makeup's bad, but we can't like use makeup or stuff like that to change us. We kind of just have to find.
Let's change that stigma. You guys could use makeup.
Yeah, we could. We honestly could. But like, all we really want to do or can do is trying to find a pose that makes us look.
It's good. Your beard.
Yeah, or grow a beard. That's kind of like our form of like catfish.
I feel like I'm a catfish.
Which I'm in the process of trying. Hopefully one day you guys will see me a beard on here.
I feel like I'm a catfish.
No, I think you look the same.
But then if you see the pictures like people take of me, they don't take good pictures of me.
Nobody. If you ever see
my sister any does. Pictures, my sister's like the only one.
There's no, maybe some people, but of me, there's nobody that I'll look good in a picture with. If I'm by myself, I'll look good if I'm taking the picture. But if other people are taking the picture, I don't look good.
Like my dad will take the worst pictures of me and he'll post them.
Remember at the zoo when we took the picture, like all around, we didn't even know he was taking it. He was just like, go stand over there. And he wasn't like, we're taking a picture or anything. So we were just standing there and I was like, do we leave? Like, can we, like, do we start looking around? And I guess he took a picture because we saw it on Facebook that afternoon. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, I didn't even know we were taking a picture.
He looked awful. He was just like, this is him. He's like, sure. And he's like, okay.
Like, random. Like, he'll just pull out his phone, take a picture, and then he'll just upload it.
Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, like, please let me see the picture before you post it. And, like, he will post the ugliest pictures of me.
Yeah.
And, like, Jaden, I got mad at Jaden last week because he goes on here and he chooses the ugliest screenshot of me. And I'm like, sir.
If you guys check up on our social medias, that's how I let everybody know that the podcast is up. And when I go through the pictures, I scroll through the video and I find us looking like the best face that relates to the title. So I'm like, okay, that's what I do every single one. And every single one, she's like, why do you pick those pictures?
Last week, he caught me with double chin hanging out, my stomach hanging out. I'm like, first off, you should give me a heads up. Like,
I know she calls me and she's like, why didn't you let me know? And I was like, because I don't look at pictures to pick out the bad ones, or like,
yeah, you do.
I don't even look at how we look. As long as the expression fits the title, that's all. Like, I don't even look at myself.
I'll have to put it like a side by side, like a picture I will take. This is why I feel like a catfish. I'll take a picture and a picture my dad will
put. I'll put it up right now. That's why you guys have to watch the YouTube so you guys can see all these stuff we're
putting
up.
They're too different. I'm like, and I asked you, I'm like, hey, I'm like, am I a catfish? Because I feel like a catfish. He's like, no. He's like, you look the same way you do like on pictures in real life. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But then you go to my dad's Facebook, I'm like, my mom, I'm like, no, please don't.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I do. I don't do it to, like, I don't even look at myself when I'm putting him up.
Yeah, like, my sister will make sure she has a picture of me, because I've asked her to take a couple of pictures of me, and she's like, not that one. She's like, your stomach, like, suck it in more. I'm like, oh, okay.
Speaking of last week's podcast, you guys blew that shit up.
Yeah.
That's, like, almost one of our top listen podcast, all because, like, I know the title seems deceiving, but no, we're not wanting an open relationship. And I know the picture looks like I was asking her.
We don't want an open relationship, but
I think we touched on it in the podcast, yeah, like what we think about it and stuff.
No, but it's not no shame. If you want open, it works for you, great.
Yeah,
but for us, it's
not us. No. So if you watched the video and you're like disappointed by what you heard, then I'm sorry. But
we're sorry
that you guys blew that up. Like, yeah, one of our most listened podcast. But let's move on to the last one. This one says, "Is my husband gay?" Long story short, I had found bi porn on our TV. I confronted him about it, and he admitted that he liked to watch it, but it wasn't something he'd look into doing in real life. I accepted it. I know sexuality is on a spectrum and things you watch in porn aren't necessarily something you'd like in real life. But then it turned into shemale porn and then gay porn.
What the hell is shemale porn?
Like, when there's like a trans woman, is that what it'd be? Like, where the man transitioning into a woman?
Like, on camera?
No, but is that what the term is? Trans woman?
Trans woman?
Yeah, trans woman. Where a trans woman, like, with the guy body part, is like having sex with a guy.
Oh, that's effed up. They shouldn't even do that. That's up messed up.
No, like, they're into it. Like, that's what they do.
I know, but it's so messed up.
Why?
Because they shouldn't call it a shemale. It's still a woman.
Well, it's this
person. Okay, I don't want to discuss it. Just tell me.
This person probably worded it wrong, but this is what it says in the thing. It's on screen if you see it. And then it turned into gay porn and then gay gangbangs. So I dig deeper and I see messages on hookup sites dating back before we even were together, looking to meet up with men. I confront him again. He said he just gets horny, but he would never go through with it. And now lately I feel no connection with him and he chooses to watch gay porn instead of being intimate with me. I'm begging for attention and he's not in the mood and I find him sneakily watching gay porn. I had enough and told him I'm leaving. He cried his eyes out to me and told me how much he loves me. I love him, but I'm not sure what his true intentions are, and I can't even trust him anymore. I told him if he's gay, I would accept him and still be his friend, but I cannot waste my time when it's a one-sided relationship, and he swears up and down I'm the only one for him. I'm just so confused because I want to be with him, and I'm not sure if I'm overreacting or being in denial with him.
He's gay.
Yeah, I think he's gay, but he doesn't want to, like, be honest with himself.
Yeah, it could be, like, a family thing. Maybe his family, he feels like they'll judge him or something.
Yeah, but I mean, if you caught him watching gay porn over and over and over and he doesn't want to be intimate with you, that's honestly kind of a sign where he's like kind of just like,
but then when you said that, I'm like, oh, is it like a girl thing? Because like a lot of girls on TikTok, they're like, oh, I'm straight, but I watch lesbian porn.
I don't know, because like we talked about in the podcast with your sister, it's kind of like a stigma.
But the girls will watch lesbian porn. Yeah.
Which it's still kind of like the stigma. So maybe the guy won't see is the girl watching lesbian porn is a bad thing. But in the girl's end, maybe she is gay.
Interesting.
But about the, you don't, I know shemale is a bad term, but that's kind of like what the porn category
is. No, I just didn't like how they called, they're like,
if I'm right, if
they
I'm
called right. her a shemale because just because she still has the bottom.
That in porn terms, that's what it's called, shemale, yeah. because she's a girl,
yeah,
but she still has the boy genitalia. Yeah. So it's like what they use in porn. I know it's not the best term, but that's what they use.
I mean, use it. Do what you gotta do, but I'm offended.
But what do you think? I think he's gay.
Yeah, I Simple think he's gay.
Nothing bad, but I mean, at least he should be honest.
He should be honest with himself.
Like we talked about in a couple podcasts ago where it was talking about it was something about how it was kind of like the one last week with the threesome.
Yeah.
Where he wanted to have another guy or something, right? On Reddit.
Damn, I don't remember.
I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago. It's pretty much like that where he doesn't want to accept it. But he, like, wants to keep doing it and, like, this, like, watching porn and stuff like that about it.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. I mean, if you're gay, like, at first I thought when you were reading it, I'm like, oh, maybe he wants to know, like, stuff about butt stuff, like, because the male thing's in the butt. But then he's gay. You just tell.
Yeah.
You're messaging, he's messaging other guys to, like, hook up with him.
I don't even know. What is bi porn? Does that mean, like, there's a girl and guy in the thing?
Wouldn't that just be when regular? I first,
yeah, that's what, like, wouldn't that just be, like, a threesome?
Or maybe it's, like, or maybe in the title, maybe, it's, like...
Maybe the actor, the porn star,
is bi.
Since he does scenes with, like, girl and boy.
Yeah.
Or guy and girl. But when I first read it, I was like, what is that? Like, I was trying to think, I was like, what could it be? Like, what, like, trying to paint out, like, what would the scene be? Like, what would it be like?
I don't know. I just, like, brought me back to, like, high school days. I'm sorry.
I'll block it
out. When our friend used to pull up his phone, he used to be, like, the two Spider-Men spiking each
oh,
other.
Oh, yeah, the meme. Yeah, I'll put that on, too.
It was so funny.
But, yeah, that's not all that I have.
I don't have any.
I think we're already at 50 minutes. You want to end it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I haven't looked at the thing at all, but you want to end it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know this one was a casual one. This one went out. Fast.
Yeah, I did.
And this one was nice. We need to start grabbing these mics a lot more because it seems like even the last time we used them, we talked a lot more. But we want to thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And thank you guys so much for the love on last episode. It was crazy. Yes,
thank you. Sorry if we disappointed. If we didn't want an open relationship, it's just not for us right now.
Like every time I check our thing where it shows like our analytics and stuff, it would just like jump like 20 plays.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere. And I was like, shit. So, like, yeah, thank you guys for listening. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for showing love. Every single week, you guys have been showing love. And I know we've been lacking a little bit on our thing. This week, I feel like, is a really good one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, check us out on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your other podcasts. If you're on listening to us on Spotify and all those, check us out on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast. And you can see all the stuff we talk about in here. We always put pictures up. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening. And check back to us at next week for our next podcast.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.